Good evening. We have quite the drama going on here. Just about 10 minutes ago, a bat, we found a bat flying around our first floor. Oh, let's see. Ananda, I'm muting you. And Ken's out there trying to catch the bat and help it out of the house. So we'll see what happens. We will settle in here. So I do want to remind you to be sitting with your feet flat on the floor and not lying down. The experience for you and your embodiment of your true nature makes a difference if you're sitting down with your feet on the floor and versus cross-legged or lying down. Yeah, so often when I work with people individually, even people who have practiced grounding, there's still a disconnect between the below the diaphragm and above the diaphragm. And we need our entire energy system connected to Mother Earth in order to have full vital energy and to awaken our spiritual centers. And this is for those who wish to embody and live their spiritual nature. And if you don't care about that, then I guess it wouldn't matter. This also engages you and gives you agency in life. It gives you power. When you're connected to Mother Earth, you are circulating the power of the Earth, the galaxy, and the cosmos, the harmony of that flow spiraling through existence. And if we don't have enough energy, if we don't have enough chi, we don't have enough power to think beyond the illusion, beyond the conditioning, and we'll default to the conditioned responses. This is where it gets very subtle and very serious in terms of can you begin to live as a free, sovereign, spiritual being? Has anyone noticed the difference in themselves when they ground sitting cross-legged or lying down versus sitting up with their feet on the ground?
This is Mark. Yeah, I noticed that for sure. And I also notice how I often get into, even when doing my meditations, I want to get in. I have this mental state that goes on that draws me up, into that state, which is, I guess, irritating, I guess, in some ways. Trying to not make it irritating, but trying to keep it like, okay, I'm watching this happen, this is going on, and I'm, but it's a pattern and it's there and it's just naturally happens. And it's almost like, okay, I'm freed up to space. Now I can fill it with some junk. So yeah. So that's one of the big challenges for me, is to be able to release that and ground so that attic doesn't get filled up, I guess.
ADDICT or ATTIC?
Yeah, ATTIC, but it, but both would fit. You're right. Both would, yeah. I mean, both do fit for sure.
Beautiful. Okay. Mary, you're on too. What were you going to say?
I just feel more solid in my body if I'm sitting with my legs apart. And if I do that, I also feel the heaviness of my feet feeling like they're going into the earth and my core, my sacral area. And it calms everything down, starts to release.
Isn't that wonderful? It really does. Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Hi, it's Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down and wanted to sit in the loungy part of the sofa tonight. And I said, no, she sent the picture for a reason.
Yeah.
So
Thank you for looking at
I
that.
put my feet on the floor. And then I was like, do I need shoes? Do I not need shoes? What is it? But everything got really buzzy in my feet. And I'm not sure if it's the fan that's running nearby me or if it's just the buzzy energy, but it's very buzzy. So thank you.
Well, Laura, wait a minute. Let me ask you. Can you feel a difference in the left foot and the right foot in terms of the buzziness?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the difference.
Oh, the right foot is heavy and buzzy. Less buzzy, and the left foot is lighter.
And so does the left foot feel like it's not quite touching the ground, like if it was energetic, if you were reading the energy? Okay. Okay. So if it was the vibration of the house, they would both feel the same.
Oh, how funny.
Okay. And so the one that feels more connected to the floor is the one that's more grounded.
Yes.
Okay. So that should help you. And you don't focus on the one that's not grounded. You kind of let yourself feel more deeply the one that is grounded. And then the energy from the earth will signal to the other leg to ground.
Come along, yes. I think it's the Crocs. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Question.
Okay.
It is actually incredibly painful for me to sit right now. So is it, but even when it's not, I've talked to you before about like with my dysautotomia, how it's easier for me to lay down. I told you I have sofas like in every room because it's like the best position. How important is it to be seated?
Okay, so it is important, and if you do have, physical issues, then I would say you start by building up. Okay.
Oh.
So for instance, it's about relaxation, okay? And if you could go with me right now, Noelle, are you sitting up or lying down now?
I'm lying down. I'm a sacred rebel today, but I can go sit.
Oh, I like that. Sacred rebel. Okay. Can you just sit up for a few minutes here, and then
Yes.
you'll go back down. But what I want you to feel, okay, and this is really good for everyone to hear. Okay, so we noticed that with Laura that her right and left feet had different sensations, and they were energy sensations, not the vibration of the house. Okay, and what I'd like you to feel is your seat on the chair. Okay? Or on the couch, on the very comfy couch. And just bring your awareness, just kind of slouch on down inside your body with your awareness. And breathe a little easier. There you go. And just like Laura felt the difference between her right foot and her left foot, how does your right cheek and your left cheek feel different?
My right feels heavier.
It's a good read. I would agree with that. Okay. And then I'd like you to come on down through to your upper thigh, to your thigh, and just be in there with your awareness as if you're traveling down your leg. There you go. There, you just connected all the way down through your feet. Could you feel that on your right side?
I can.
Okay, good. Okay. And now we're just going to feel that for a minute here and let the energy start circulating so that we can build up some of your energy, some of the chi. There you go. Beautiful. What did that feel like?
It felt circular. I don't know how else to explain it, but kind of like coming up and moving through the left. Coming up the right, moving through the left.
Beautiful. Okay, let's let that circulate for a little bit here. And you just popped up with energy. Can you feel the difference in your body? In your
Can see the difference, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's say that if you could practice that for 2 minutes a day, you could start feeling this much better day by day.
Well, if 2 minutes will make me feel this much better, I'll do 10.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't push it. No,
Okay.
no, no, no.
Do a day.
But I want you to notice how all your muscles and tendons and fascia are starting to shift into more balance. Okay. There you go. See, you're just shedding all kinds of imbalance here. Now, I agree with you. You've got stuff going on in your back and things like that. And that's why I would want you to gently, add minute by minute so that your muscles, which have been held in a certain position for a long time, will have a chance to feel nourished and feel nourished by energy. There we go. Your whole lower abdomen just unwound a bit. And let them start feeling safer
Okay.
and nourished and taken care of. Does this make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay. So this is how I would suggest approaching this. And you can listen to this audio, okay, over and over to help you practice it until you feel like you can do it yourself. But you're doing a beautiful job. So down the left leg from the knee to the foot is starting to unwind more. And did you do something to your left foot or ankle or knee and leg? I mean, that whole bottom part looks like it's like disjointed.
Yeah, I don't know physically, but I can feel what you're saying energetically. Feels like
Okay.
a little stuck. It's
Right.
mostly right now my back, like you said. I have a facet joint that won't open.
Right. And so it's like the lower thoracic, upper lumbar area. And so it's really kind of stuck in a spasm. Okay. And so we don't want to like thrust energy into the spasm. We want it to soak in. And it has to do with safety. And it's for everyone, not just you, okay? And so when you get some energy going and it starts soaking into the muscles and tendons, there you go. It just kind of freed up your neck a little bit. Your body starts trusting the energy that it can let go and find a new balance. Oh, you're doing beautifully. Can you feel it in your neck and throat?
Yeah, I can feel everything sort of dropping.
Okay. Do you like that?
I do like it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So this is just to show you that this is possible for you. Okay. And if you could start practicing a couple minutes a day, and some days it'll work and you'll feel good, and some days you'll think I didn't do anything. But the fact that you practiced means a lot to your body and to your energy. Okay. So just like anything we practice, some days we can do it, some days we can't. Whatever we're learning, learning piano, some days you can do those pieces and those scales, and some days nothing moves right. So you don't get discouraged if nothing happens one day. Okay. But just thinking about it and inviting yourself to try it a little bit each day can make a huge difference. And I see what's going on in your back, and you definitely want to approach this slowly, okay? And let it start soaking in this higher frequency energy. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You can lie down now.
Thank you.
Did everyone else follow that?
Yes, Sarah. This is Tracy. That was so helpful for me because when I first sat down, there was so much energy grounding on my left side. It felt like half my body was grounding. The right side wasn't doing anything. And I'm just like, what the heck? And then I, like you said, I allowed my awareness to move over to the right thigh, to the right knee, down. And then I started to feel the energy start to take hold on that right calf of the right foot. And now it feels more balanced. But I noticed that when I have the best solid grounding is when both calves, feet, seem to have like an evenness. So how do we kind of maintain that while trying to balance it out? Like where to put our awareness.
Well, you always put your awareness in the one that feels more grounded. Okay. And let the energy start flowing in you from the part that from the leg that's grounded. We all it, almost every single time you sit down to ground, one side will be more grounded than the other across the board. Okay, it'll be very rare that both feet are grounded. Okay, And so, and that is an accumulation of how you've been thinking, doing, being throughout a day. Okay. And so you always end up with one side, hopefully at least one side, that is a little more grounded, and you enjoy that. You just enjoy that sense of grounding in the heaviness and the sinking. And as you enjoy that and absorb this higher frequency energy, the rest of the body and the other leg will start coming in balance with that one. And sometimes you have to be patient. And sometimes it's, if you only have 25 minutes to do it, sometimes it takes the whole 25 minutes to get both legs grounded. That's how challenging the world is reflected back to us. We do not have a balanced world reflected back to us. We're not breathing the air of a balanced world as we go through our day. And so to have a reasonable expectation that maybe only one side's going to be grounded and that you have to sit for a while to and become intimate with your own experience, just like you said you did, and allow for the enjoyment and the juicing of the chi through your body. And you enjoy it in the present moment. You're not thinking, oh, like 3/4 of my body isn't grounded. I'm only grounded on the left side, blah, 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 blah. You don't think like that. You enjoy the nourishing chi that is now coming into your body. And let it be luscious, let it be enjoyable. And you notice that with Noel, we gently, 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 and then all of a sudden, at some point, she just like perked up. Her body completely started absorbing the chi. And usually you feel yourself kind of sit up straighter or feel more elongated or feel more, more clarity. And you start noticing what happens for you, okay? But you don't project, I should be at this place or I want to be at this place. You have to relish the energy that you're feeling in the moment, and that enhances it. That's, your attention gives it more power. There you go. See, your feet were entangled with each other and they're starting to separate now. Okay, anyone else?
This is Laurie.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. I do lay down at times, usually when I'm really tired and I actually want to check out at some point. But as I'm listening and everything you've, it's just been really helpful, and I'm feeling my calves. I don't think I really feel a lot of energy moving when I lay down. There's other things that happen. It's not that it doesn't have any value at all, I don't think, for me, but this, like, I'm becoming more aware of how different this is when I sit. And even if I don't spend a, maybe I'm listening to a guided meditation of some kind, even that is different. Sitting and laying down, and so I think I might be understanding some of why, just through this experience. And I'm also, it's just also interesting. Like, I feel like I had a little bit of a run where it felt more even than it used to. And the last few days, I have noticed how much more energy there is in my right leg. And it's taking the kind of time I feel like it used to take. So I'm just curious. I'm just noticing that right now tonight. It's just interesting. Like, why?
Forget the why. Drop that out of your vocabulary.
Let it slip out.
There's no why right now. The only why that will come from within you, eventually. We are in what I'm calling wacko times. But we also just had some kind of giant solar emission that hit the Earth too. Apparently, surprisingly, a huge one. So, yeah, we're really, I mean, if you take a look at the sun and its activity, it's just blasting our awareness. It's raising our consciousness just by pouring these plasma beams into our environment here, into the earth. And we can't forget that we are part of this larger system that is totally transforming us right now, day by day, minute by minute, on all the way to the cellular level. And it's very easy to forget that we're part of this greater system, and it's having more influence than it has in a long, long, long time. And it's hard when you're immersed in the minutiae of life to remember that we're part of this greater system. But it's a good thing to pay attention to what's happening with all this solar activity. We listen to Stephen Burns for the first 5 minutes. Then he goes off into his charts, and I can't follow that. But he does summarize what's going on. He's on YouTube, and he does summarize what's happening like daily, or even by half a day. If something important is going on, he'll go on and say. But we are really being influenced by this. And it's hard to wrap your head around the fact that something bigger is happening than what's right in front of you. And so, even with this bat in our house tonight, which we get every couple of years, we get a bat, even though we've been bat-proofed, bats are the symbol of transformation. And it's the kind of transformation that's so powerful that it usually causes you to go through big changes and let go of resistance. And it also gives you the power to go through the change. So we are in that kind of time right now. And as much as I'd like all my computer issues fixed, they're still not fixed. Still can't use the reply function, no matter what I do, no matter what my computer people do, it's not working. So it's challenging, and take care of yourselves energetically first and foremost. This chi from Mother Earth is the most important nourishment you can give yourself. It's the most integrative, the most clarifying, and the most highly refined frequencies you'll get. So, I've been teaching about grounding for 35, 40 years now, just for this time. This is the time we need it the most. There you go. You feel yourself lining up now, Lori?
A little more, yeah.
Yeah. So notice the difference when you focus on the minutia versus when you focus on the bigger circulation. And it doesn't mean you don't pay attention to the minutia, but you allow the bigger energies to create the environment for you to think about the more detailed things. You have to have enough chi, period. Everyone has to have enough chi to be able to function from their higher self. And if you get that from hiking in the woods or working in your garden or playing with your crystals, but all of that is really good. And your direct connection through your legs to the earth. Oh, everyone's just grounded a little more. And notice how you have more clarity, just like a fresher, brighter sense of your mind and your emotions. Okay, anyone else? Ananda, that was quite a realization you had. I loved what you wrote. Do you have anything more to say about that?
Well, it just was so deep. I mean, I literally, in my young body, every single cell, I made this vow with. And it was amazing to realize that all of my sort of irritability was because of this conflict that it put me in of, wait a minute, I took this vow. I should be doing something. And, I'm not doing enough. I'm not fixing things. So it leaves me always feeling like I'm not in alignment with this vow. And Sarah, I don't even know how to let go of this vow. I mean, it was so deep, and I did it so young. I'm just trusting that every time we do the circle meets, that's it's softening or lightening up a bit. But it was amazing to me to discover how powerful and how strong and how much willpower I had, even at that age, that I was able to manifest it.
And your point about realizing that it constricted your choices was an amazing realization.
Yes, it was almost like that shift from, the 3D to the 5D. It's like, wait a minute. It's not that I'm not doing something. I am being a presence, and that is enough. Yeah, that was a big, that duality about, oh, we have to go out and do things versus, oh, wait a minute. Maybe just being in the proper state is enough.
Well, like you said, it gives you agency and choice instead of being stuck
Yeah, it was
in.
a real expansive breath feeling of like opening up, like, ah, I'm not tied down to this.
So that's like 90% of it. Once you get to that point of the realization where your whole being gets it, the rest will ripple out. It'll happen. Okay, so don't worry about trying to keep it. It's just going to naturally keep informing your being, the new realization. I thought that was incredible. If you haven't read her comment on the class page, do that after the class. So I'm very happy for you. Okay. Anything else before we go into a deeper meditation? Okay. So the title of this class is The Blessings of a Sacred Life, Wholeness and Holiness. And the wholeness evokes holiness, and the holiness evokes wholeness. They go back and forth. But the real emphasis is on life and your incarnation and your embodiment. And so in the past, the choices have been in the dual nature. It's like somehow either you're this or you're that. Either you're feeling good or you're feeling bad. You're feeling in harmony or you're not feeling in harmony. And now we're discovering that there's this place beyond, like Ananda said, like going from 3D to 5D. And that's where the true holiness and wholeness and sacredness emerges. It comes up and rises out of this deeper grounded state within our being. And so it's not, how you prostrate yourself or how many people you bless or how good you are or how bad you are or any of that. It's about this sense of integration and wholeness that is not created by the mind. The mind can't do it. The mind can implicate, the mind can suggest, the mind can prompt, but it comes from this deeper place, which all of you really know already. I know that. But we have to clarify this idea that the mind is more, can provide guideposts. And like I said, it can prompt us, but it prompts us to go deeper. It prompts us to let go of the mind. Like the mind should be saying, I'm telling you right now to let go of me and then you'll feel better. And you all know that. But if you look at the mind as something that's prompting you, and it's prompting you to go deeper into the experience of you. And that includes your body, it includes your emotions, it includes your mental faculties. But we have all these traumas that have been stored in the body. past life stuff and all kinds of things that our fascia expresses. And so the more we ground and the more we start circulating this earth chi, which Cindy, I know you, Cindy Reichow, you just really were reflecting on that in your comments. That starts clearing the pathways that the traumas have blocked up or, latched onto. And so we're looking at this multidimensionally and not picking it apart. So in Ananda's experience, it arose out of her, the insight, the realization, and the release, the breath she said she took, all happened at the same time. It wasn't just a thought. Her whole body being got it. And so having the patience to allow this beautiful Mother Earth energy, which I'm calling chi right now, prana, it's earth chi. And earth chi is the chi of the galaxy. It's then the chi of the cosmos. And then it's the original chi. It just keeps expanding and spiraling outward to the original living energy that created life. And so this is your primary life force that connects you to your primary self, which includes all your daily things. It doesn't exclude them. But as we allow more of this universal life force to come into our being, then the contrast shows up of what's been held, what's been, stitched to our bones, becomes more evident. And then we have to be able to have the patience. Right now, we need a lot of patience to allow the chi, the energy, the light force to align us at this deeper level. And it really takes a lot of patience. And you can't allow yourself to sink into telling yourself how bad or wrong you are if it's not happening quickly. You just have to return and say, I have 15 minutes to do this, and I am going to release into it as best as I can. And my body knows my good intention. Mother Earth knows my good intention for my practice. The galaxy knows that intention. And each day as I practice this, it multiplies. There's a power that multiplies through this interaction of greeting Mother Earth, greeting the nature spirits, greeting the directions, and allowing yourself to let go and sink into the greater life force. And as we allow this greater life force to circulate with us, in us, around us, everywhere through our consciousness, there's an intelligence that we resonate to, and we take on and become that greater intelligence. This is the process of self-realization. And so the heavy energy that we collect A lot of it comes from our own self-negative thoughts, from all those conditioned responses, and they're conditioned. It's not natural. And Mark, I did want to say that it's not natural. It's conditioned. There's nothing natural about how you revert to that mind. That's conditioning. And there's a difference between what's natural to us and what's conditioned. It's natural for you to do it because it's conditioned, but it's not the natural mind.
I do understand that, and I'm seeing that more and more clearly. How it is a pattern. It's been something I've developed, but it's also it's been a defense too, in the process, a protective mechanism. The kind of I'm trying to stay one step ahead, or plan things ahead, or trying to keep myself safe or whatever. So I'm seeing more and more of that for myself personally, as a mechanism. There's parts of my that are a tool that are really great and has come out of this, but there's the other part of it, the flip side, which is that very patterned, ingrained, contractive part of myself that's caught in that too.
I have the same thing. I have a mind very similar to yours. And I'm always like thinking of all the steps ahead and, you know, to protect myself from anything that could go wrong. And everything still goes wrong.
No, and I do get that, because that's the beauty of the most benevolent outcome.
Right.
And the lightless, because it's kind of like, okay, I'm putting it out there to the universe instead of me trying to like dig it through with a shovel, you know, and it's like that shovel's just not getting me there.
Right. Yeah, I agree. For me too. I think all this computer stuff is that's what's teaching me. I feel like my computer's talking to me and telling me, you should be having fun on this computer. Don't be so serious. And I say, well, if it doesn't go the way I want it to go, then like, how can I have fun? But I'm supposed to have fun, you know. It's like, you know, so I'm learning from my computer. It's talking to me. Yeah, that's how it is. So thank you. Okay, are we starting to relax a little now? Let's start by loving our breath. Just appreciating the breath. And loving the body, your body. Feeling your own familiar sense of love or light or whatever feels good, and allowing you to circulate that in and around you. Good. And then we'll feel our seat on the cushion And allow ourselves to sink in there. And sensing yourself floating down through the density of the body till you land at the lower part of your torso. There. And when you bring your awareness there, the root chakra starts to balance out and it will naturally ground and start rooting with Mother Earth, and it will start drinking the chi from Mother Earth. Just like a very thirsty. I hope some of you can feel that from the root chakra. And once that root chakra starts getting enough, some of that thirst quenched, it'll start relaxing. And you might feel that sinking and spreading sensation. And the as soon as you feel that, the legs will start softening. And the breath will start deepening. And we need a plumbing system, electrical and water, that is functioning to release the heavy energies that we accumulate, the thoughts and feelings and pains and everything else, tension. And so we need to have these channels open to the earth to release these heavy energies into the earth. There has to be a place for them to go. We can digest a certain amount, and that happens through the second and third chakras. But we do benefit from this beautiful natural plumbing and electrical circuits that we have with the earth, where anything that is heavily accumulated in our being can release into the earth and be a delicious meal for Mother Earth. So she takes that energy, and you've heard me say this before. She takes that heavy energy and she drinks it up and eats it up, like we're drinking up and eating up the beautiful energy from her. And we're meant to be in relationship in this reciprocal flow. Is meant to be our support, is meant to raise our frequency and give us access to more clarity and higher frequency light. So you're never meant to be alone. And never meant to be separated from Mother Earth. So when we're born here, if we were doing conscious birthing, we would connect the baby and reconnect the mother to the earth energies and make sure those circuits were connected and flowing. So we are in the process of releasing a lot of heavy energy tonight, which is very, very good. If you need to adjust your body, your legs, go ahead. You need to, rotate your neck or your shoulders or shift a bit, feel free to do that. Ideally, you get so heavy that you're just kind of like a lump. Feels like you're melting into the earth. There, we've released enough that there's some light coming into the circle now. There we go. So once we've released and exchanged with Mother Earth, and there's enough lightness starting to happen, then the upper chakras start to get nourished and filled and balanced naturally. And that's also can be a slower process. So you don't push up into the crown. Just stay seated in the seat, aware of your feet. And you may start to feel a spherical sense around your energy, like around your field. That your field is spherical. It is like the flower of life. Every time you see a picture of Buddha, there's a big sphere around him. Usually, there's some kind of spherical imagery around the saints. And it's good to start being aware of this, of your field in a spherical sense. Feels like you're being held just like Buddha in that big sphere around Buddha. You're being held in the egg of life. But just kind of sensing your back, your front, your sides. The east, the south, the west, the north, above and below. And then maybe your hands are starting to activate, and you feel some energy flowing through your hands, your fingers, and your palms. Let everything flow, feet, hands, palms. Don't press up into the crown, come back down. Let the energy naturally open up the crown. Be more aware of the energy from the root chakra. And we're going to allow that whole lower pelvis to power up. So, of course, in our culture, we're not allowed to have power in that area without it just has been conditioned to turn into sexual energy. But really, this is where you're allowed to have and should build power is below the waist, below the diaphragm, in the pelvis, front, back, second chakra, root chakra, navel. And so it takes a little bit of adjustment to get comfortable with that, especially if we've had major trauma to that area, which a lot of people have had, whether it's physical, sexual, shame, everything that's in our culture around this is just heavy and dark. But this is where our power comes from, our embodied power, and the root chakra. Kundalini. Kundalini is powered by the root, by the earth energy. When the chi builds up enough, the Kundalini just naturally suffuses your being around, in and about, with pure light and intelligence, which is also power. Let the energy circulate through your arms, your hands, your feet, and see what you can sense in the root. Does your seat feel warmer? Do you feel energy there? Muscles releasing, hips opening. And you can be in a relaxed posture. You do not have to be sitting straight up. If the energy causes you to rise and sit up, that's okay. But don't strain to sit up. Just let the energy start to build so that this part of your energy field and your body can come to the surface. It can become part of your awareness, instead of hidden behind shame and conditioning and automatic sexual thoughts. This is your power. Can we talk a little bit about how that feels? Someone like to share? I don't want to leave this hanging because we did bring up a sensitive subject. What are you noticing?
Well, I'll be so bold to share, Sarah, because I had reached out to you about this experience that I had, and I was a bit shameful about it because I was sitting in meditation and I started to feel what felt like an orgasm coming on. And, you know, I was, of course, like mortified because I'm like, oh, my God, wait, what? This isn't supposed to be here. I'm in meditation. And it just was, you know, a very natural, you know, I could just tell it just was coming on. And I, you know, again, I sent you the email because I'm like, you know, again, like you said, there's a lot of shame and, you know, like that's not, I guess, like, you know, that and meditation don't really go together. So it was kind of, I'm so grateful that I was able to have your thoughts on that, you know.
How do you feel tonight? What's your experience tonight?
Well, tonight it's not as strong, but it happened to me again Saturday where I just woke up and it was like there, like this pressing feeling of the kundalini, and I was kind of like, oh my goodness, like what are you doing there? you know, and it just was a little uncomfortable. And
okay, so you want to relax into it and you'll adjust to it. Does the lower part of your abdomen feel more power right now or more stable?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we want. Okay. That's what I want you to focus on. Can you feel your tailbone drop a bit?
Yep.
Okay. So that's what you want to be focused on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Who else came on? Mark? Was it some?
Yeah, I had come on. Okay. No, I could feel tonight in particular a lot of energy in my feet. They're very, very warm. But I do, as we went along here, I could feel my torso, bottom part, just very strong, full. My tailbone in particular now, the energy, the strength, very strong energy.
Good. Excellent. Okay, how about anyone else? You know, even just a heavier feeling is good, indicates that you're connecting that way. Nothing? Okay, who has a sense of the spherical? Anyone sensing that? You know, drop down the crown chakra is starting to get pressure. You're starting to think, just sense. Nothing. Feel like
Yeah, I'm feeling it
stuck.
like counterclockwise around my my midsection.
Okay, good.
And I felt it much earlier too, and when you had mentioned it, and I felt it a little bit more throughout the week too. I was sitting the other day listening to some music with a friend, and it was like it was a great show and all that kind of stuff, and I could feel like a strength in my heart, but I also could feel my field then expand in the process too.
Good. Okay.
This is Ananda, and for me, it just feels I'm getting a sense of the bowl of my pelvis. It's like a flat bottom, bowl that is, so it's not a enclosed oval, but it's more of an open container, but it's very flat on the bottom, so it's very stable.
Yes, beautiful. Like the bowl you sent me as a gift.
Mother Earth sent you that bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a beautiful feeling. Do you like that feeling?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. There we go. Now the circle is now fully activated. Now there's a full flow in the circle. So I want invite you to start feeling your power and power as stability and strength and dynamic balance. So when you're walking, you feel that strength in the whole hip, belly, buttock area. And then note how that influences your thoughts and your feelings and your stress level. And how creating that base actually releases the shoulders and the neck and the cranial bones. And feel the feet and the energy roots circulating into the earth, spreading out. And as everything activates, that your whole field becomes a galactic space. And by mentioning the cranial bones, you don't go up to the cranial bones. You stay grounded in the root and you sense the cranial bones through the spaciousness that starts to develop. The jaw starts to release. There. And some happiness comes in. Joy. Subtle, quiet happiness and joy. And maybe some peace. And just note how embodied you feel right now. And maybe how there's an aliveness around you. Even the room you're in is more alive. Maybe your consciousness reaches outside the house or building to the trees, the grass, the flowers. The birds. All the insects. The nature spirits. Everything starts to come alive and in relationship and in communication. In circulation. And center back into your heart. Feeling like you're at the center of the sphere of your being. So that includes above, below, east, west, north, south. And come to that quiet center. Peace and presence. Okay. Blessings, and here's to a beautiful week.